The Dawson file sits open on your lap as you knock. Inside, the apartment smells like cigarette smoke and damp mildew. A space heater ticks and clicks beside a stained rug. The fridge works, but it holds mostly leftovers in a half-empty carton of milk. Three kids are here, Jalen 7, Kayla 5, and baby Milo 8 months. Jalen keeps his sleeves pulled down until he reaches for a toy, and you see bruises on his forearms, already turning yellow at the edges. He shrugs, "Fell off my bike." Kayla stays close to Milo's carrier, one small hand gripping the handle like an anchor. She watches you more than she watches the room. Their parents, Sean and Tamika, are in substance abuse treatment. They are not fixed, but they are showing up. Tamika has not missed a session in 2 months. When she steps into the room, all three kids brighten and lean toward her without thinking. Policy is clear. The documented risks and these home conditions meet the threshold to remove the children today. But your gut hesitates. Removal could be a fresh trauma, and this family looks like it is fighting hard to stay together. Leaving them could mean you are betting Jalen's bruises are nothing, and that next time you might not get another chance. This morning your supervisor, Keisha, left a voicemail. If something happens to those kids and they are still in that house, it is on your record. You have to file your recommendation before the end of the day. The next visit could be too late. What do you recommend right now?